Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Wednesday, May 31st edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And we are going to jump into some news today. This will be our last news episode before Wonder Woman comes out. We will have a preview for it tomorrow. I think we're kind of excited, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So we'll start off with just a little bit of Wonder Woman news. You know, really at this point, we just need to talk about the movie and everything that comes from that. But there's still a little bit of news. We've heard the number like 100 to 120 million as the budget thrown around. But Patty Jenkins debunked that a while ago in an article. And we finally have something close to what a budget might be. So the production budget is listed in an LA Times article as $150 million, with the estimated marketing budget of $125 to $150 million, which sounds like a lot of money.
Yeah.
And Deadline actually has it as a $300 million total budget, which is there. So it's right along the same lines, you know, the production cost plus the marketing budget. So it looks like it's somewhere around that $150 million for production budget and then close to $150 million for marketing looks to be what the number will actually be.
Yeah, which is just so awesome because they're just treating this like every other superhero film because that's what it is. It's another superhero film.
Yeah, and it's a big budget. It's fair budget for a solo film.
Right.
It's not massive, but it's bigger than what had been previously reported. So just in case anybody didn't know. And Deadline also had their... It was a sort of a preview article, and it said it's expected for $175 million plus global opening. So that lists it as, they said 65 to 75 million domestic is where they're getting that number from. But they also said it could, some projections have it at 90 million plus, which they recognize that. And they said that's possible. And they, you know, they had around 100 million internationally, although they also said it could hit bigger there. So this seems like conservative estimates, but so hopefully, you know, the film crushes that, but this is sort of a fair conservative estimate.
Yeah.
And movies have been down the last month or so. None have really hit big. Maybe that's because they were all waiting for Wonder Woman. That's an optimistic way of looking at it. The pessimistic way would be like, well, just movies are down. But we will soon find out.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't gone into any movies just preparing for this. So
yeah,
that's why it's been down.
You personally have brought down the market. Yeah.
All right. Moving on to further Warner Brothers DC movie news. Warner Brothers maybe does not want to give up the Dark Universe name. This is a article from The Hollywood Reporter talking about Universal's new Dark Universe name that they kind of claimed for their Monster Universe. They claimed it on May 22nd. And I think we saw like the trailers for it and saw that Dark Universe tagline. I'm like, huh, I wonder if Warner Brothers is going to say something about that.
We didn't talk about this, but yeah, I didn't watch the trailer, but I saw they have the Twitter handle and the domain name, darkuniverse.com. So we're like,
Yeah, so from the article it says, but the name Dark Universe could prove problematic for Universal. Warner Brothers already has plans for the title with a supernatural-themed Justice League movie and a series of unannounced comic books branded under the Dark Universe banner. Warner Brothers is mulling legal action, according to a studio source. And so Dark Universe has actually been the working title of that DC Comics film since at least January of 2013, according to IGN. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. I'm not sure if they're going to sue over it or maybe just they'll come to a friendly agreement and Universal will change their name.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That January 2013 article just made me want Guillermo del Toro to come back to the film because he's so excited talking about it in there. It says that has been the working title for a while. Yeah, I don't know if there will be legal action or if they'll just talk to them. A lot of people are just like, we'll just call it Justice League Dark. And I think that works okay in comics and animation. I don't think you want to throw the Justice League name into something that doesn't have Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. I don't think you want to do that branded in terms of if you want, you know, you want the Justice League film to be the biggest film it can be. You don't want to dilute the name throwing it somewhere else. So I'm hoping, you know, I didn't think Dark Universe was necessarily the best name, but I preferred it to Justice League Dark because I don't want Justice League in anything other than the main Justice League.
Yeah. And I think I should say that too, is if for some reason Universal, if they just want Dark Universe and Warner Brothers is okay with that, I'm not super attached to that name either. So like you said, though, if they come up with something other than Justice League Dark, I'm sure that more creative minds than mine can come up with a as cool, if not cooler name than Dark Universe.
Yeah. And I think Del Toro had, before Dark Universe, I think he was calling it just as a working title, Heaven Sent. I don't know that that would necessarily be it either, but something to think about, I guess.
Yeah.
Into animation news, we got the trailer recently for Batman and Harley Quinn, and now we know when we will see this film. The Blu-ray DVD cover was released yesterday, and we also found out it releases digitally on August 15th and physically on August 29th. So their normal 2-week difference thing. And it looks like it's going to be the first DC animated film to release on 4K.
Yeah. I might have to go buy a 4K TV.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm sure it'll come with a Blu-ray copy in it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be available Ultra HD, Blu-ray, Blu-ray Deluxe Gift Set, Blu-ray, and digital copies. And those all contain featurettes, The Harley Effect, Lauren Lester in his own voice, and a sneak peek at the next DC Universe original movie, although we don't know what that will be yet. And it also comes with 2 episodes of Batman the Animated Series, obviously Harley Quinn focused, the Harley and Ivy episode, and Harley's Holiday. The DVD only copy will just come with those 2 episodes of Batman the Animated Series.
Yep, so we will be checking that film out on August 15th when it releases digitally, and then probably buying it again physically.
Something like that, yeah.
All right, moving on to TV news. Season 2 of Supergirl and Season 3 of The Flash, which just wrapped up, are already available on Netflix US. Arrow's Season 5 is going to be available tomorrow. And if you remember, this is a new deal that the CW has with Netflix where they make seasons available 8 days after the finale airs. And so there's a lot quicker turnaround between the series wrapping up and being able to watch it again on Netflix.
Yeah, pretty cool thing, actually. If I kind of like this deal to go back and watch it, you know, no commercials or anything like that if you had Netflix.
Yeah.
Just quick Arrow note, Stephen Amell teases the classic Green Arrow goatee on Twitter. I know a while back he said if they made it to season 6, he would show up the first day of set with the big ol' Oliver Queen goatee. So it looks like that's what he's going to do. They might tell him to shave it off, but I think I would like to see it for at least a little bit. I know we saw it in the Legends of Tomorrow episode, but I would like to see it for at least a little while in season 6, but that's it. All right, so just a quick programming note. Tomorrow, we will have our preview for Wonder Woman, and then we're going to have the next 3 days. Having seen Wonder Woman, we'll have a non-spoiler review, a spoiler review, and then we'll talk about the sort of the critical and financial reception as well.
Yeah, and that just to note, that preview episode tomorrow, if you're wanting to go into the movie completely fresh, it still is. It's basically just what we think we want to see in the movie and how we're feeling about it. We're not going to talk about any of the early reviews or early reception that has come out. So you can still listen to that and go in fresh to the film.
Yeah. And I actually recorded it before I saw the fan screening last week. So, you know, I didn't want to have any influence in it before we did that.
Yeah. And then after that, I will be gone for 2 weeks going on a family vacation. And so we've pre-recorded some episodes, and so you'll hear my smooth, silky voice every now and then in the next 2 weeks. But sometimes you might hear Tom going solo doing the news. But just a heads up that I will be gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we recorded some of the stuff we were going to do everywhere anyway, TV season reviews and that kind of thing. But I will have a few news days thrown in there. All right, well, that is all we have for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow previewing Wonder Woman.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.